From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, the Lunar New Year is fast approaching. But for many Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, there is a sense of fear. Good afternoon. Ellen Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starn. Tino, the celebrations will take place amid heightened fears of attacks on the AAPI community. Imakovic has the latest on what San Francisco is doing to keep people safe. And
during the Lunar New Year period, thieves know that people who celebrate are often carrying a lot of cash that they eventually use to fill those little red envelopes. And so that can be a crime of opportunity as well as a hate crime. Taking a live look at the city of San Francisco, where the mayor and police chief just held a news conference about their plans to help protect the AAPI community.
We will not tolerate it. And when a crime is committed and those lines are crossed, we will do everything we can to make those arrests, to hold perpetrators accountable.
And new stats in 2021, 60 hate crimes were reported against people of Asian and Pacific Island descent in the city, almost a six-fold increase from the year prior. The chief says 31 of those crimes were committed by the same offender. And he says, even if you have information about a non-emergency hate-related issue where the facts don't amount to a crime, you should report it.
It may help a future case if the individual who's committing those types of acts later commits a hate crime. That may help the case.
Now, there will be Lunar New Year celebrations around the Bay Area starting this weekend and running for about a month in San Francisco. That culminates with the Chinese New Year parade that is set for February 19th. Len.
And thank you. Taking a live look now at San Francisco, where a new federal lawsuit accuses District Attorney Chasey Boudin of not doing enough to respond to hate crimes against Asian Americans. The plaintiff spoke a short time ago.
Because of the way my case has been handled by the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, justice has not been served. In November 2019, while I was out for a walk in Chinatown, I was suddenly and violently attacked by the adult male, and his adolescent son brutally attacked me with a long baseball bat in broad daylight.
Well, today, in a separate development, the San Francisco DA announced an expansion of his victim services division. It includes the hiring of 10 new victim advocates. Most are fluent in other languages, including Cantonese and Mandarin.
New at noon, state lawmakers and Governor Newsom have just reached a deal to reinstate paid sick leave for COVID. Any business with at least 26 employees would have to comply. The bill calls for up to 2 weeks of paid leave for full-time workers who are ill or caring for an ill family member. The 80-hour maximum is the same amount as existed in a previous law that expired last September. But in a new addition, the current bill would restore some tax credits to help companies absorb the costs. Oakland teachers have just reached a deal with the school district to strengthen protections against COVID. A tentative agreement released today includes weekly testing for all students and staff, one high-quality mask provided each day for every student and staff member, and outdoor mealtimes, weather permitting.
A booster mandate proposed by San Jose's mayor is going up for a vote before the full city council tonight. Mayor Sam Liccardo's proposal requires boosters for city workers and anyone attending big events in city-owned buildings. The order is designed to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Pfizer has begun a clinical trial for an Omicron-specific COVID-19 vaccine. The company is studying the safety and immune response right now. Some patients will be getting the vaccine as both a primary dose and a booster dose.
Taking a live look at San Francisco, where the Warriors will host two free vaccine clinics at Thrive City today and Saturday. The times are on your screen and you can register online. We've got a full guide to vaccines and finding tests on our website. Just click the red banner at the top of the KPIX.com homepage. And today, San Jose could become the first city in the nation to require gun owners to carry liability insurance.
KPIX 5's Austin Moran is in San Jose with a growing pushback.
Well, this ordinance aims to reduce gun violence in the city. The money from these fees would go to nonprofits that are helping victims of gun violence and that are helping reduce gun harm. This is what's included in the proposals. Take a look here. If passed, gun owners would have to keep proof of insurance and the fee payment with the weapon at all times. They would have to be ready to show that to a police officer if they're asked to. Penalties include impoundment of the weapon or a fine. Now, when it comes to the fee, each household would have to pay $25 annually. That would cover all firearms in the house. Now, like we mentioned, that money would go to nonprofits that provide services like addiction treatment, mental health, suicide prevention, domestic violence, and firearms safety training. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says they can't wait for Congress to act.
Gun liability insurance available today on the market, can adjust premiums to encourage gun owners to purchase and use gun safes, install trigger locks, and take gun safety classes.
Liccardo says they expect that there will be lawsuits, adding that several nonprofits have offered legal help to the city. Those opposed say they're ready to file legal challenges.
Any abridgment of a constitutional right, any chipping away, no matter how small, is the beginning of the downfall of the Constitution and what rights really mean.
Now, this ordinance is set to be voted on tonight. If passed, it would take effect in 6 months, but fees would not be collected until the legal challenges are resolved. Of course, we'll be sure to update you. In San Jose, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
In Contra Costa County, later today, the Antioch City Council is expected to formalize a new ordinance requiring gun owners to disable or lock up their firearms at home.
Learn more about an apparent smash and grab on the peninsula. Thieves targeted at least one jewelry store inside the shops at Tan Foran in San Bruno. Our photographer got video of the aftermath. Last night, several glass cases were smashed. No word yet on exactly how much was taken. Tan Foran Mall has been a recent target for several robberies in the past few months. San Bruno police tell KPIX officers will release more details today. And taking a live look at San Francisco, where city supervisors will review Mayor London Breed's ordinance to expand police access to surveillance cameras. It adds certain property crimes like organized retail theft and looting to a list of critical events that would allow officers to monitor the cameras in real time. The push comes roughly 2 months after several flash mob-style robberies in San Francisco and other nearby cities. New at noon, the SAT college admission exam will soon go fully digital. The change was just announced this morning.
This digital move also means the tests will be shorter. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live talking to counselors and colleges about this change.
Yeah, the College Board did a pilot test on digital SATs for months. It revealed 80% of students found it less stressful. But this comes at a time when thousands of colleges and universities have already either halted or ended testing requirements. In a couple years, those paper SAT tests and number two pencils can be ditched. Tuesday morning, the College Board announced the SAT will go all digital starting in 2024. Current sophomore Nora Tan at Holy Names High School in Oakland says she's already doing practice SATs and very curious to see how this move will play out.
We are transitioning into the future where the future is going to be digital.
The College Board touted this digital SAT to be easier to give, all amid pressure around its fairness and relevance. Nora's counselor, Rachel Somerville.
My sense is that that's the College Board is trying to say that, right? This is going to make it more accessible. It's going to be something more comfortable for students to access. My concern is, why has this gone down to 2 hours?
This new digital SAT will be shortened from 3 hours to 2 hours and will allow more time per question. Another big change with going digital is that test scores will come back in days rather than weeks. Sean Harvey, a high school counselor in San Diego, says he's sure students will like this change, but his concern is with accommodations.
I know many students do test with accommodations, so whether it's extra time, the testing environment, having someone read the test to them. So, you know, from a counselor's perspective, I'm always advocating for what's best for students. So my hope is that students will still have access to those accommodations, even with the digital SAT.
So the counselors I spoke with today say they can't wait to see what the enrollment data looks like when the digital change takes place. The CSU Board of Trustees will be deciding on discontinuing standardized tests tomorrow. Meanwhile, the University of California is already not considering scores from the SAT or the ACT at all. Amanda?
Justin, thank you. On the Fire Watch now, the wildfire in Big Sur is now 45% contained. The Colorado fire has scorched 700 acres since it broke out last Friday and has damaged a single structure. CAL FIRE says onshore winds are raising the humidity, aiding firefighters as they continue to strengthen control lines. And happening today, Caltrans is asking for your input on what to do about Highway 37. The 21-mile stretch of road along the north shore of San Pablo Bay is sinking and could be underwater in a matter of decades. Twice in the last 5 years, Highway 37 was forced to close because of flooding. When that happens, officials say detours are over 40 miles long. Part of the changes includes raising the roadways. From there, Caltrans wants input for the reconstruction. Today's hearing starts at 5:30 and is being held virtually. You can find a link to the meeting on our website at kpix5.com.